Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Jorge.
And we're here to tell you about our podcast, Daniel and Jorge
Explain the Universe.
That's us.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You get dunk here today, yeah, you dumb ass. You get dunk here today, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 23rd, goes to Caitlyn Jenner. Now, the reason Caitlyn Jenner is getting Donkey of the Day is because yesterday Caitlyn Jenner posted on Twitter that Trump administration has ferociously attacked my community again. Just as an FYI, Mr. President, the military is the single largest employer of trans people in the world. This leaked memo is an unacceptable attack on my community. We will not be erased. That was in reply to a memo that was released by the New York Times on Sunday that revealed our celebrity in chief's administration is looking to define sex as based on the genitalia that a person has at birth, which potentially could eliminate the legal recognition of transgender people. Now, the reason Caitlyn Jenner is getting donkey today is because in 2016, she was supporting Donald Trump. Safe to say Caitlyn voted for Donald Trump. Now, Caitlyn supported Trump after he called Mexicans rapists, mocked a disabled reporter, and was heard talking about grabbing a woman by the poom-poom without her consent. None of those things bothered Caitlyn. In fact, Caitlyn once said on her reality show that she thought the celebrity-in-chief Donald Trump would be good for women's issues. She actually defended voting for Donald Trump on Seth Meyers' show. Let's hear it.
First of all, I'm not a one-issue voter. And obviously, I know I'm not stupid. The Republican Party does not do a good job when it comes to equality and the entire LGBT community. The Democrats are better there. But for me, I've been around a long time. I'm probably more conservative, and I believe in little things like the Constitution and freedom, and, you know, I believe in minimal government. I believe in the people of this country to get us out of the trouble that we're in financially and economically. And so the Republicans have done a better job in that direction. Now, as far as LGBT issues, I got to keep an eye on these people. He gets into office, and one of the first things he does, which he never should have done, is repeal the Title IX for equality for trans people in school. That was good federal guidelines for states to be able to follow. And I blasted them. My loyalty is not with Donald Trump. My loyalty is not with the Republican Party. My loyalty is with my community, and I will fight for this community.
Now, I agree with not being a one-issue voter, but when the issue is your very existence, Caitlyn, you just said you care about your community above all. If you care about your community above all, then the one issue that should be the most important to you as a transgender person is the protection of LGBT rights, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You wouldn't have to watch these people if you didn't put these people in positions of power. The threat to your community, that is Donald Trump, was powered by you. This reminds me of a quote by Martin Niehaller. I'm pretty sure I pronounced his last name wrong, but I can pronounce the quote accurately. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Nobody cares until it affects them directly. We are willing to put up with evil until that evil affects us directly. Caitlyn was willing to put up with everyone else being oppressed and marginalized and disrespected because Trump was going to make the rich like Caitlyn richer. But now that Trump's evil affects your very existence and your community's existence, you want to speak out against the problem that you helped create. Some donkey today's just saw themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Caitlyn Jenner the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
That's all I'm saying.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy, the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.